There are many unanswered questions about the rebuilding of Iraq, among them exactly what the role of the United Nations should be. Commentator Ken Edelman was an ambassador to the United Nations during the Reagan administration. He gives his opinion now. Speed is of the essence in rebuilding, so the UN's involvement should be limited.
Oh, please, not again. President Bush turned to the UN Security Council before the war, and that proved disastrous. It gave Saddam Hussein more months to augment his Fedayeen and other hit squads. It pitted France and Germany against the U.S., dividing the West more gravely than any time since 1945. Turning to the UN Security Council after the war would likewise prove disastrous. Let's back up a minute. Why is returning to the UN to rebuild Iraq even a consideration nowadays? Well, for two reasons, and both bad. First, Tony Blair wishes to rebond with his fellow Europeans. That's fine. Let him do so. He can yield to French or German demands on agriculture subsidies and the like within the European Union. There are gobs of issues, besides Iraqi reconstruction, by which he can rebond. Americans should feel no great compulsion to rebond. The French and Germans acted irresponsibly, even immorally. Let them stew in their actions. Second, re-engaging the UN on Iraq would allegedly rectify the UN's reputation. Well, maybe Tony Blair and French President Chirac seek to do that. I sure don't. The UN has a tarnished reputation because it deserves a tarnished reputation. Now, excluding the UN Security Council doesn't freeze out the whole United Nations. UN specialized agencies with specialized expertise should be welcome in Iraq. Some fine professionals work in the World Health Organization, the UN Development Program, the Food and Agriculture Organization, and the like. They should compete for Iraqi development projects with the International Red Cross, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and other big organizations with technical expertise. Yes, even with Halliburton and Bechtel. Let the best bidder win. Whether American, British, other national, or UN, whether nonprofit, government, or private. Granted, telling the UN to butt out will fuel the rap that Americans have become imperialistic, controlling Iraq to stay in control of Iraq. But this line of argument is absurd. It may only be proven absurd when Americans repair enough of Iraq's infrastructure and its political culture to turn the place over to freely elected Iraqis. That'll be finished before the UN ambassadors would have finished debating a Security Council resolution on the process of identifying the modalities of conceptualizing the problems of intricacies of analyzing Iraqi development. The Iraqi people need results quickly. U.S. and British teams of experts are poised, ready to begin restoring electricity, repairing roads, supplying water, and rebuilding Iraq's infrastructure. Let them go.
Ken Edelman is a member of the Pentagon's Defense Policy Board. Tomorrow, another view of the United Nations' role in rebuilding Iraq.